This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The first U.S. troops reinforcing NATO allies in Eastern Europe amid a Russian military buildup on Ukraine's border arrived Saturday at a military base in southeastern Poland near the border with Ukraine. The first additional U.S. troops arrived in Germany Friday. Russia has denied plans to invade Ukraine, but has deployed more than 100,000 troops near Ukraine's borders and says it could take unspecified military measures if its demands are not met. Wednesday, U.S. President Joe Biden ordered nearly 3,000 troops to Poland and Romania to shield Eastern Europe from a potential spillover from the Ukraine crisis. The White House press secretary is pushing back at a joint statement issued by the leaders of Russia and China, who had declared their opposition to any expansion of NATO and affirmed that the island of Taiwan is a part of China. Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping met hours before the Winter Olympics kicked off in Beijing. They highlighted what they called, quote, interference in the internal affairs, end quote, of other states, as both leaders faced criticism from Washington over their foreign and domestic policies. Thomas Bach, the head of the International Olympic Committee, says the Olympic ideals show that even in a world full of conflict, people can build bridges and live in peace. Critics of Bach and the IOC say those ideals are nonsense, and talk of respect and bridge building is overshadowed by Olympic officials cozying up to some of the world's most powerful authoritarian rulers and holding this year's games in a country accused of widespread human rights violations. Bach and the IOC have long steered clear of controversy, and Olympic organizers have a long history with authoritarian rulers. This is VOA News. Rescuers have been trying for several days to pull out a young boy trapped in a well in Morocco as fears grow that it might be too late. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
5-year-old Rayan fell into a 105-foot well outside his home village of Ihran. He's now trapped in a hole too narrow for rescuers to reach safely. Unstable soil is threatening the painstaking work of trying to dig him out without harm. Rescuers used a rope to send oxygen and water down to the boy, as well as a camera to monitor him. However, rescue authorities told the media that they cannot currently determine his condition, but that they hope he's still alive. Messages of support and concern for his well-being flooded in from around the world, as his distraught parents were joined by hundreds of villagers who gathered to watch the rescue operation. I'm Karen Chamas.
Iran's foreign minister welcomed sanction and relief implemented by the U.S. Saturday, but called for more, quote, tangible things happening on the ground, end quote. He told reporters, quote, what happens on paper is good, but it's not enough, end quote. The Biden administration restored some sanctions relief to Iran's atomic program Friday as talks aimed at salvaging the languishing 2015 nuclear deal enter a critical phase. The waivers are ultimately intended to entice Iran back to the 2015 deal that it has been violating since former President Donald Trump withdrew from the agreement in 2018 and reimposed U.S. sanctions. Mali could see a new date for elections after leader Assimi Goïta asked lawmakers to review a transitional charter adopted after the first of two military coups that have upended the country's regional standing and relationships. The Transitional Council met Saturday for an extraordinary session to review the transitional charter, which expires this month. The French government Saturday is introducing a new body meant to reshape Islam in France and rid it of extremism. It will include clergy and lay people meant to help lead the largest Muslim community in Western Europe. Few disagree that radicalization is a danger, but critics also see the efforts as a political ploy to lure right-wing voters to President Emmanuel Macron's centrist party ahead of April's presidential election. Supporters say it will keep the country and its 5 million Muslims safe and free of foreign influence. Prince Andrew will meet lawyers representing his accuser, Virginia Giuffre, in London in March and testify under oath, a source close to the Duke of York told AFP Saturday. The second son of Queen Elizabeth II faces a U.S. civil case for sexual assault, embarrassing the royal family as his 95-year-old mother is about to celebrate her 70th year as a monarch. By a remote dialogue.